That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show with two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts and some cuck in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jeremy.
And sometimes we get a person to lam with us against their will. This time it's Louis Sokola.
No, this is absolutely my will. Come on.
Consent.
We made him say that. You sir, welcome to Cape Town again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always in December. I've not been not in Cape Town for the last maybe 12 Decembers.
Wow.
It's home. It's like...
And the UK is piss cold at this time of year.
It's even worse in February when that's when I'm going back. So, listen. I got a couple of dates in London.
Nice.
I got hopefully two shows in one night at this Leicester Square.
Oh, cool.
You're not interested in panel shows there?
I've done a couple, and I'm actually quite decent at them. It's just, no, I don't care for them when they when it pertains to my career. I'm just
what the f***
is this? I almost don't have a real interest in Middle England. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's
like,
I don't care if the Grand is in England. Hey, you know what I mean? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, f*** them.
It's like I'm not really talking to them. Like, if I'm doing a joke about Drake, they don't get that.
Yeah.
So why would I? You know what I mean? Doesn't.
But you know, they're surfing TikTok now. Those grannies, very ones that you excluding as a demographic. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they can be a TikTok. I don't know.
Like, you don't want a UK granny.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen.
You want a Russian granny.
I'm not saying, hey, are those things for grams? I just don't. Yeah, I didn't think strategically that was a good thing for me to do.
They don't let a lot of foreigners in there. Well, from what I can see on the panel shows that I see, even the Americans struggle to get
into the mix. Foot.
I saw Catherine. I think Catherine. What's her name? Catherine. White woman.
Oh man, what's her name?
You know who I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a while for her before she got into.
She's Canadian though, is she not? I think so.
They are just cooler Americans.
North American.
I think she's North American. I was not too far from the mix of panel show. The last panel show I did was it was like a quiz.
Nice.
So you're raising money. And
how did you fare?
I got eliminated first, bro.
That is such bullshit. Because knowledge. Like,
no, I. The
no,
problem.
But look,
nah, but
knowing things and accessing that knowledge is a different story.
And also, I know stuff and I dispose of it in my own time and record, right? So if you're like, I'm like, whoa, man. Mm. I freak out a little bit. I don't know if I have the temperament to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is what I'm saying. That's the thing that kind of. And I got eliminated first and I was like, hi.
Are you competitive though?
Yeah, but I'm competitive about shit I give a fuck about.
Mm,
like if I don't care about, I didn't care, and and when I did it was like the end of the day, I was tired.
Mm.
It was like a 2-hour drive from, I was like, oh, fuck this shit. I don't want to do this shit again.
I've got a question for this man.
Yes. Were you when Nelson Mandela was released?
Where?
No, joking.
Oh shit, that's
joking.
I do remember where I was.
No, you don't have to tell that story.
I fucking do though.
That was a joke question.
So we were researching you last night.
Jeez.
Right? You know,
Before
vibes. When you were on the podcast,
mm.
you spoke about auditioning for a film a few years ago for a South African Oscar winning director. Not a South African for an Oscar-winning director.
Mm.
And you couldn't talk about it back then because the movie was kind of about to come out or was being produced. Can you say what it is now?
I can't.
If the movie's out, that doesn't...
No, it's not out yet.
Still
not. Oh, COVID productions.
Come out like early next year. I don't know.
How many auditions do you do? What's it? Is it?
I was.
Is that as bad as they say?
I was final two.
Yeah.
It's like John Krasinski with Captain America fitting on the outfit and.
Don't
all
tell
that.
Me they gave it to a white man. Right?
I don't. I'm not in privy to talk about
it. I was like It's more than 2 years.
Yeah, statute of limitations. Yeah. Is that like a nerve-wracking process, like they said, like they
describe? No, because I don't, I'm not an actor, so I don't audition. I dated an actress who auditioned literally every day.
Like it's the job.
Yeah, like, and I would like watch her audition, like read lines with me.
Yeah.
And I'd watch her
yeah
on screen. I'm like, oh, okay. And I saw her like get better and get more confident. Mm. And she literally auditions every day. She meets people every day, directors, chats with directors every day, casting people. And I'm not that.
Mm.
So if an Oscar-winning director approaches me, I'm freaking out. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not even freaking out. I don't have the techniques of auditioning.
Mm.
I don't know how to. It's like with stand-up. I've done so much stand-up. If you put me in front of an audience, oh, this is what they kind of expect. Mm. This is how you deal with like a room that's like this. This is how you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they approached you.
Yeah, it was like just after my special. They were just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. A bunch of people approached me.
Nice.
Then, and so none of the things closed, but it was like in terms of like.
Just nice to be approached.
It's nice. Also your presence at that point. Because
yeah,
of the special,
yeah, yeah.
Because really
the special was, it was also all coming out of like this lockdown and it's like the special. But some of the things I auditioned for, I was like, oh, that's okay. I could have. Than that.
But you can act a little.
I can. I think I'm. You can direct me to.
Yeah.
To almost accomplish what we're trying to. But what I sometimes I don't like is I wish people would just be like, I see you for this thing.
Yeah.
Right. And then I go, oh, okay, cool. Let's do.
So
this
you
thing.
Can just do your thing.
Yeah. So
like
so
Kevin
now,
Hart in every Kevin Hart movie.
But no judgment. No,
okay,
no,
he's no producing judgment. His own shit.
So. You have to. I always use this song as an example. There's a song with 50 Cent and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Forgot what the song is called, but there's a thing that he does. It's like if I'm going, yo, I'm in studio with. Yo, it's like how Kanye talks about how he made. Yo, you know how to sound.
Yeah,
like people
the
sound
juice.
Like Ray Charles. Yeah. And yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So a person who can switch their voice like Jamie Foxx is perfect in the studio. They can match whatever you have in your mind if you know how to direct them.
Yeah.
So that's what I prefer.
Yeah.
I have this idea in my mind. Can you be a villain?
Yeah.
Can you be like this? Like you remember Bricktop on...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of your favorite films.
Yeah. Yeah, so you... It literally is one of my favorite films.
Yeah.
Were you being...
No,
I know that.
We heard.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah,
did I
say it on? Where do you think you are?
But Bricktop is like
a
specific villain. Like
that, the whole description of the Nemesis thing. That, like really.
Do you know what the meaning of Nemesis is? Yeah. A righteous retribution of pain.
It's iconic, right?
Yeah, it's blazing.
But it's like the specs on everything. It's that entire character. It's like if he didn't look the way he looks and sound the way he looks, you don't have that.
Yeah.
Whereas other people are more interchangeable, but even in a smallish role, that brah is...
Because even Vinnie Jones wasn't an actor until
So
Guy Ritchie made him a f***ing actor.
So that's the thing. So you have to look. You have to look at people and be like, how can I extract this level of performance from this person to accomplish what I'm trying to get?
Jennifer Hudson in Dreamgirls. I mean, she didn't act before that. She was like on.
I've never seen Dreamgirls.
The thing about
and then
the thing
she
about
an Oscar.
The thing about act. The thing about acting. Some I don't know if you guys saw at the SAFTAs, Jeremy Fugeng. You know Jeremy Fugeng. He's he was on Tsotsi. He's a very accomplished actor, and he. He said that he hates acting with models and that kind of stuff. And he was like, producers mustn't hire models. And I always tell people like, oh, listen, if the thing that you do has a very low barrier of entry, you can't complain that people are entering that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cause you know who doesn't have this problem? NASA. Nobody. Yeah. There's nobody at NASA going, they're just hiring models here.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, there's no non-qualified people in fucking NASA.
But that independent space model is going to shut that down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the Bezos.
No, we watched that movie. What was that fucking movie with where they do the calculations, the black women?
Hidden Figures. Yeah, with Taraji P.
Oh, wait. Even they were qualified and they were people of color in that time.
They were literally computers.
They were more qualified, yeah.
No, they were actual computers.
So sometimes it's like, yo, man, it is what it is.
But acting in South Africa is a different buzz, man.
Yeah, acting, I'm so terrified
on one
of
big,
acting.
Like, I'm terrified.
I watched... I watched, there's like sometimes I watch some shows and the performances are so good or the show is so good. Do you just like DM people and be like, oh, you did well. Sometimes I don't know them. Or I met them once or whatever in a function. And I'll just be like, oh, that was so... I wish I remember his name now. Have you watched a show called Classified? There's a kid, he's like 16. He's really... His comedy timing is spot on. And he's not really being... He's being like a kid. But I'm like, oh, this is good timing.
So either the instincts are just really, really good, which I think some people have. Like some people have just got that affinity for, in whichever situation, the timing's going to be there. They know how to carry themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have those who are kind of trying their luck at this gig and it's just not working.
But also if you can try your luck, you can also be good at it.
Well, the counter argument to that is the Antwoord in Chappie. What was that?
Yeah, that was dog shit.
Because remember the director was like, he wanted
the guy from District 9, his second movie that he made. Not Charlotte Quivley, the director. What's his name?
Wadi. No,
Jody knows everything. Yeah. He just can't get to it now. He came from a wine farm and he doesn't drink. It's a very specific situation.
I was at gym at 7.
And it went downhill from
Neil Blomkamp. Neil Blomkamp.
Yes.
Because, I mean, District 9 was amazing.
Well, his second one was Elysium. Then
So
he had money, right?
Yeah.
So he pulls Shalter in. Shalter's the voice of the robot. And because he's now got clout and he's like, people, I can tell producers, this is what I want, and they'll still throw money at me. He's like, I want the Antwoord. They are the perfect people.
It's
the
Cassidy, I think.
For the people who steal Chappie and raise him.
Yeah, he hasn't seen it. I don't think he's seen it. But
I think
the movie is dog shit, and the Antwoord in that film is god-awful.
Yeah. So sometimes directors have a vision, they get what they want, and that shit
just doesn't...
Yeah, I think all the shit is like taking a risk. Have you ever watched Louis?
Yes.
Do you know how Louis got to make that show?
He masturbated on someone.
No, but he went to FX and he said, what's the most amount of money you give me for you guys not to bother me? To just deliver.
Yeah. How much did they give him?
I don't know. I don't remember the figure, but it's like such a...
Because that show was so good back in the day. How I feel about Louis now might be different, but that show was amazing.
But it took a while, right? That was very, in terms of
it was low-key.
That show is still culty, low-key vibe. Yeah. It's not like even people don't even... This is what's so crazy about the internet and like the current zeitgeist of the world and what people are worried about and care about. It's like I tell people about Louis being cancelled. People are going, who the fuck is Louis? And like Louis tours. He does Madison Square.
Yeah, but big in certain places. No, you live in the UK.
No, but
and South Africans don't really give a fuck about Louis CK.
That's what I'm saying. But if something happens to 50 Cent, the whole world knows. It's like people don't really sometimes like the levels of fame.
Yeah.
But then in my mind, if I'm stuck in my bubble, Louis is the biggest thing. And I remember I used to experience this when I was younger. I used to be I'm still into rap music, and I used to think these rappers that I cared about, everyone kind of like, have you ever heard of the group called the Sweller Dwellers?
The Sweller Dwellers?
Yeah.
From really? Where?
I think they were in New Jersey, but they
were. I love hip hop. I don't even know.
Sweller Dwellers. You know Helter Skelter?
Yes, I've heard of Helter Skelter.
But these groups where if you are in your bubble with your friends.
Yeah.
In your mind, these guys should be in the top 20 charts.
Yeah, of course.
But
that's how even someone who's super famous is like MF Doom, for instance.
Mm. Yes.
Still considered underground. R.I.P. MF Doom. Mm. Still considered underground.
What's your favorite Doom album?
Yeah, Mad Villainy, I think, would be... I didn't go heavy underground, but when people start talking about Doom, it's like, okay, I'm a fan of hip-hop. I have to explore Doom. Mm. And then you hear Mad Villainy, and it's like, oh, I get it. I get why people are...
Oh, you get what? I didn't get it immediately.
No, it takes a while.
It took...
Because you're coming from the radio, right? I was an East Coast guy.
Mm. I wasn't even... I didn't choose sides.
No, I chose a side. F*** them.
And it also is very counterculture.
Like,
death row. No, I was an East Coast guy, so
very Biggie, depressed when Eat'em Up came out.
Yeah,
I listened to everything, man.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, I listened to like pretty much everything. My favorite Doom album was Operation Doomsday.
Okay,
and that came out in 1999, and I literally only digested Doomsday after I'd heard Mad Villainy.
Okay.
Like, I'd heard my friends would play it. I had my friend Nikkei and Breeze and his crew, they would always play it, and I just didn't get it.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't get it. Why is his voice so... Mm. I was into listening.
But listen, even the... So, the more you learn, that's the cool thing about hip-hop or in general. It's like, the more you learn about the artistry of it, the more you respect the guy. Even if you don't listen to Doom, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can go to a Doom album and you respect the way... Because he's a zigzagger.
Mm. Yeah.
So he'll take you in one way, and then at the end, you expect another the bar guy to end on a certain way, and he f***ing takes you left. Mm. And then you're like, yo, that's... you. But I only respected that as I was getting older. I would love a Doom movie, actually, to be fair.
What, like a...
Yeah, like a biopic about MF Doom.
Yeah, he's got a very interesting story as well.
Yeah, but he kept it under wraps because he always wore the mask. It's only like, if the estate will never agree to that.
Maybe.
Or you have to get someone...
The estate just needs to need money.
Well, I was going to say, you have to get someone with enough money to produce it so that there's no way they say no.
Yeah. Who would play you in your biopic?
My biopic? I think if I...
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart would kill it.
I love Kevin Hart too much.
For him to play you.
No. I just f*** with Kevin Hart. And it's so crazy. In 2017, I was in Edinburgh. I spent a lot of time. One of the years I was staying with a Boston comic, Orlando Baxter. We were managed by the same UK agent. And Bill Burr's from Boston. And then one night, we ended up at this bar just hanging out, and Bill Burr was there telling such cool stories. And he was just like, I f***ing love Kevin Hart. Mm. I don't accept any f***ing Kevin Hart slander. Mm. He was he was just like, f***.
But I feel like he's a nice guy.
He's cool. Loved by comics. I mean,
Kevin Hart.
But I'm saying Kevin Hart, as part of that Bill Burr through with Patrice and everyone else, when you hear the stories. I mean, did you watch Headliners on Netflix yet?
I haven't watched it yet either. I mean, I actually f*** with Kevin Hart. I'm trying to think which one of my... I think his new special on Peacock is great. The thing about releasing so much stuff is that some of it is going to be like, oh, okay, that was good. Oh, that was... Like, if you release every year and he's kind of like always...
But what's your feelings on Kevin Hart movies?
I don't know.
You don't even watch those. He doesn't even touch those.
No, but you have to think about, like, some of the shit they made for me.
But there's stuff where it works. You can see it's like the strike while the iron's hot. And I think he's identified, because that does work damn hard to get to the point where he's at.
Sure.
If you look at Soul Plane... And like him doing those small comedy shows and stuff like back then, to think where he was and where he is now as an actor and a comedian, it's like, I don't think people would ever have expected that. We watched Soul Plane a month ago. I showed it to my wife and she's like, why the f*** did you watch this movie? I'm like, I love Soul Plane.
But you can't go back.
I still haven't watched Soul Plane.
You can't go back to those movies. Like Blood In, Blood Out. Have you watched that recently? Oh. It's fucking dog shit. Vatos Locos forever.
Yeah, that's
you're
crazy.
The guys. What's
that one movie?
Did you also do the compass?
Yes, of course.
What's that movie? Warriors come out and play.
Oh, whoa. That's the Warriors. It's called The Warriors.
Shit. Yeah, I remember watching
ding,
that.
Like, ding, Warriors come out and play. It.
Have you watched that recently?
I have not gone back to any movie from the 70s.
I actually got a quiz for you guys.
Okay.
A movie quiz.
Okay, Jody. Jody. Get your f***ing shit together, right? Don't embarrass us.
Who was the first actor to earn $20 million for a movie?
Jesus.
Think about this logically.
I am. I'm trying to think of a year when that would have been possible.
I'd say the 90s.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Damn it.
I'll give you 5 guesses.
Give a clue. As opposed to 5 guesses.
Comedy act. Comedy.
Decade?
90s. 90s.
Mm. Ace Ventura.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. That's Jim Carrey.
We got it on the second question.
And that, what was that year? 95?
We needed no, he did. He had three movies come out.
But Mask, what movie?
Ace Ventura and Dumb and Dumber.
What movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
No.
No, Ace it was The Mask.
No.
It wasn't Ace Ventura.
I think it
remember,
was
those were all bangers.
Those were all in one year. You need to make bangers to to get 20 mil.
Yeah.
So after Ace, if it was The Cable Guy.
Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
You know, he loves that movie.
That's such a
He movie. Loves that movie still. He loves it. It. I mean, but that, you're twin. And you're with Ben Stiller as well.
And Matthew Broderick.
And then, okay, who was the first person to ask for $1 million for a movie?
The first to ask? In ever?
Ever, ever.
Sydney Poitier.
No.
Sydney wouldn't have gotten right. the even post Oscar.
Even I think they would have just given
a man or woman?
A woman.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You guys are cooking.
No, we're cooking. We're
I don't know what movie it was though, but
Cleopatra probably.
Yeah, probably Cleopatra.
That movie was like if you had to do the
I think they lost a lot of money with that.
Yeah, but with inflation that movie's cost was insane.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And movies are crazy. Like it
Yeah, movies are
just wild. The concept of making a movie is bananas.
It is.
Like it starts from a script.
I know.
And then it goes into that.
It just snowballs
and
into
and then you life. Involve the studios, politics, PR. Everything.
The money that has to be stolen. Yeah.
And then the creator will be like, no, I didn't see this person for this role. And they're like, no, we need him. He's hot right now. Put him in here.
You love Matrix. What did they do with Reloaded? Let's just go build a highway in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not the place where we can do the shit we need to do.
Just build a fucking highway. Yeah, but I mean, Matrix changed.
Engineering firm. You have to get that shit approved.
No, James Cameron developing technology to make his films.
What's that film again?
Avatar.
I didn't watch the second one because I don't give a fuck about Avatar. No one
Even
does.
Even when I watched the first... listen, first of all, I got a big ass head. So my... Those goggles,
the glasses.
It's not like that big. No, but your nickname was never Copper, right? It was probably Langer.
No.
They didn't even call you Langer.
There was like a closer version of that.
What is that?
Malangan.
That's too many syllables.
Ah, Malangan's much better than Langa.
I know, but it's like so many syllables. It's an extra syllable. Langa is way more easy.
All of
Langa,
my nicknames.
Langa gets to the crux.
Mm. I see, yeah. So, you had to do that. Avatar, you had big ass head. You couldn't fit the 3D goggles on your face.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that. I don't know. The cinema's weird. I just wish they turned down the aircon half the time.
Okay. What?
That is a
compare the cinemas in the UK to South Africa.
It depends. Remember, like, there's... In the UK, there's way more independent cinemas.
I see.
Yeah,
we got new Metro and stuff.
Called Castle. It's in Homerton. It's like a little... It only shows indie...
Kind of like the lobby in town. Like Labia vibes?
It's way more comfortable than the Labia.
Yeah, the Labia.
Shout out Labia. Labia.
I mean, I love the Labia, but goddammit, they need a cash injection somehow.
You're like, yeah, sure, you want to be nostalgic, but fix the chair.
Yeah, fix the fucking chair.
So it's not as comfortable. But
The rats. There's so many rats running around.
And then, yeah, so I remember I watched a movie called Drive My Car, Japanese movie.
Nah, I love that film.
Fucking, I've never seen that.
I'll put it on the drive.
It's a great film.
Yeah,
so
Drive My Car is amazing.
Yeah,
see, but quality 3 hours I'm willing to spend.
Yeah,
it's good. It's like a very slow burner.
Yeah.
I was listening to you talk about your like these different films, like something like that, for example. How are you ending up with like the more obscure stuff? You spoke about that Netflix Spanish language movie that you loved as well.
Platform.
Yes, Platform.
Yeah.
How are you ending up with the ob stuff? Like, how are you choosing?
It's way more
marijuana, isn't it?
No. I don't smoke weed. It's so crazy. People have weird perceptions.
No, but I heard you tell a marijuana story, but again, that was at a party and someone offered it to you. So that doesn't necessarily mean.
Nah, but I get, I don't know why. I mean, I'm sure there's.
I think it's your brother.
My brother doesn't smoke weed either.
I know, but we've seen him live, and yeah. I for sure thought he was high. No, but that is just how he is.
No, he doesn't smoke weed. I don't smoke weed either. I got friends that smoke weed. Mm. And I don't enjoy it. Like I did a lot of it when I was a teenager.
It's the introspection, isn't it? That's it for me. I don't like to think about life when I'm stoned, because then I just get like depressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the.
I also don't enjoy it.
I enjoy thinking in general.
Yeah.
About stuff, you know.
But not like zoning and thinking.
Not zoning.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, if you like thinking, this is kind of like making the thinking fuzzy. Like it's slowing you down. And you're not really
you're not optimizing on the thing.
Yeah, but it depends. I mean, now they have so many different strains.
Anyway, back to my question.
Full disclosure. Sorry.
What's the question?
About how do you get into
the... How are you
those?
Getting to like the... Because you have... It's like such an eclectic selection of films that you were talking about. Like all the different things that you liked with the... Like Brett's different questions, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
And your answers were so eclectic. Like there's not a through line there. And I mean, we like eclectic.
I don't remember that. That was in 2020. So this is 2023. So I don't remember the interview.
3 years? That's a lifetime ago.
But I don't... Like... I do like
you don't Snatch. Mind. You obviously don't mind subtitled stuff, right? Which is a big thing for some.
I hate it at the cinema. So I, it was the first time in a long time when I was watching Drive My Car.
Yeah,
Watching something with subtitles
at the cinema.
At the cinema, but generally, because I can't pause it. Sometimes you miss stuff and.
Yeah, because we went and watched Godzilla. That's got subtitles on it. Yeah,
the Japanese one that's currently out.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't watch that.
Why?
I don't know. What would, I just wouldn't.
No, but why? Tell us why, goddammit.
I don't know. It's just not like, I'm not like, yeah, I don't know. The thing is I'm not like a movie person, but I'll give most movies a bash. Like, what was that Oscar one? I think it's a Korean movie that won an Oscar.
Yeah, Parasite, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that at the Labia.
Wow. And uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
Was like, on screen and.
Yeah, it's a long ass movie. You can see the texture of the screen. Motherfucker, I don't want to see the texture of the screen.
We're talking about long. We've done one screening that we hosted. It was at the Labia, and it was Beau is Afraid. Joaquin Phoenix's, like, not latest movie, but like two films ago. That movie was an hour and a half longer than it should have been, and we could not leave.
We still have to edit that movie down. Yeah. I think if we
you guys, what are you talking about?
We feel like we can make a better version of that film.
Cutting it down?
Yeah.
Like there's a really good movie in there. But this also speaks to like artistic direction, because that director did Hereditary and Midsommar. So he got like all this clout because his films had been indie darlings and made money. Okay. And being critically acclaimed.
Okay.
And now it's like, let's do what you want now. Mm. So he does this. And so much of it is just like an introspective journey into his own struggle.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. This is the thing. I was cool with it. Like, well, you and I were both cool with the first hour and a half. Yeah. But I don't want to watch you work through your problems.
Your mother.
Yeah,
on screen.
That's
unless, because I mean, I have to relate, right? And it's, I mean, I got a lot of issues with my mother, but I don't want to not relate to it.
It's a weird thing that I'm the same thing you're talking
struggling
about.
Struggling with
like,
your mother?
Well, I'm struggling with like how everybody's art centers them, whether it be like visual art, and you're just like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So all the shit that's been awarded in terms of it's people who center themselves, whether it's stand-up. So for me, like, my stand-up is less about me.
Yeah.
Generally. And the first time I spoke about myself, people were like, yeah, we need more of this shit. And so there's like an incentive to sort of to center yourself.
Yeah.
And not like have opinions on things and see the world and sort of like hover around the world and have, and you know, that kind of shit. So if you look at the art, like if you look at Pete Davidson,
Everyone knows he's got,
he talks about hood.
Kevin Hart did it with the self-deprecation stuff for a long time as well. That way it's like he's constantly the butt of his own jokes. Like
The thing about the self format, it only works if you're on the come up. You can't do it if you're a superstar.
Yeah,
because I mean you get out of touch, right? I mean he's literally it's changed from that. he still tries and peppers it in, especially like he's, you know, his kids go to private school and they do a sport and whatever, and he's like, man up, or you let that story. But his life is totally different from when he started.
You could tell stories about, like, for instance, I mean, I've pitched in like really in rooms where people are like, okay, what do you want to make?
And
I want to make this thing. And then they're like, no, what about you? And I'm like, oh, this is a happy person from Cape Town.
Nice.
And then they're like, no, enough. Man, no,
not gonna work. Here's the check.
No, but you
where's
can't.
The trauma?
It's the suffering. And so for me, it's quite a weird thing. And I'm not like, I don't know. I've battled with this. I'm like, am I making excuses? Because I'm like, I've got these ideas.
Yes, you are. We want your pain. Can you just...
I just don't want to...
Just suffer a little for us, maybe.
Yeah. And maybe the audience wants suffering, but I just... That's not what I...
But when you say pitch, is that for like a film? Because I don't...
It's special, right?
It could be anything. Okay. I've pitched films and I've pitched ideas for stuff. Because it's not centered around me. Which makes sense because the person sees you on stage and allows you to come to them and say whatever you want to pitch, you know, and so they like you, but then I'm like, oh, I'm interested in this era.
Yeah, but the version of you that they like is the version that they are seeing on stage, which, like in your case, might be quite true to your personality, but there's a whole other aspect of you.
I'm like, so if I say, can we make a show? Can we make a TV show about the ANC in the 40s?
Nice. I'd watch that.
Then they're like, what? Mm. I'm like,
It's like Peaky Blinders, but fighting racism or something like
all
that.
All the underground shirts, the people having to go on the run.
It's just...
The disguises. Yeah,
it's like, remember, it's just an interesting story, just an interesting time, interesting... It's just an interesting thing. But if I'm not in it as comic relief, there's like almost...
Yeah,
like,
you have
But to. I mean, I can't... I'm not complaining about it because...
No, but you can't... There's an avenue, right? I mean, Jordan Peele has paved the way in that way. Yeah. I mean, he started with sketch comedy and shit.
Yeah.
And imagine, now he's making like...
Imagine him pitching his first horror film and he's like, I want to direct first big shift, big pivot for him. I want to do horror. And they're like, what the fuck do you know about horror?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it becomes one of the best horror movies ever made.
The only good one that he made, I think.
You didn't like, what was that one?
I didn't like any
the
other
with
thing.
The aliens
that,
and...
Yeah, after Get Out, I didn't like anything.
What
that
was
that
other one with Kiki? With Kiki?
Nope. Yes. Nope.
No. I loved Nope. He didn't.
I did not like Nope.
I actually remember discussing this with my friends afterwards. We watched it in this... In Stratford Mall, and we used to watch movies on Friday, so we watched this. I'm trying to think what I thought of it. I do remember thinking I enjoyed it, but then there was just things where I was like, why? Why is it? Why can they conveniently run away sometimes?
Not others.
That like threw me.
The leaps of logic for me was too much.
Yeah, there were a couple of leaps, but I think for the most part enjoyed them. I'm really trying to think. At the end, I'm like, can they hide or not hide from these?
Because sometimes it works and other
times. They change the rules.
It work. So but they kind of changed the rules, and I was like, okay.
But do you think, like, as someone who's been like you, I think you can be considered a creative in various aspects, like with your career, with your even the TV stuff that you did with the shows and that. Do you think you then more forgiving of other, like when you watch films?
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm forgiving. No. I just I take it case by case basis. Okay. I don't know. I'm just.
You still have your
objectivity. You know the person.
Hey man,
you should do better, man. come on, bro.
I think. My Kakiso always says to me, like, you know, at your movie premiere, and people are avoiding eye contact.
Nice effort.
No, they won't say nice ever. You know, when it's not eye contact, it's always like, no, let's go. Where are we going after this? To make a good film that stands the test of time is f***ing hard. So I am forgiving to answer your question.
Yeah. But let's pivot to Kung Fu films.
Sure.
Kung Fu films are the s***.
Yeah. So my question, this might be a difficult one for you, but Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, or Jet Li?
Yo.
I didn't watch too much of Bruce Lee, but if I were, but I did.
Okay, so let's get rid of Bruce Lee, because I think you, how old are you now?
I'm 40.
Yeah, that's a kind of similar to our generation.
No, I did see.
So Jet Li or Jackie Chan?
Well, definitely Jackie Chan, bro.
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Legend of Fong Sai Yuk? The Bodyguard? Come on, guy. Yeah. Tai Chi?
No, but Ross, you need to also think about accessibility, because I would go Jackie Chan because that's the stuff that played more on TV than Jet Li stuff.
That's
no, I remember watching Jackie Chan as a kid in there was this center in Kugulethu called Yolo. I think you'd pay like something stupid like 60 cents and you watch like 3 films.
Yeah, so well, I mean,
for the day.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you
like
watch
Kismet and you used to go to Golden Eye Cinema as well.
I remember I watched what was that?
Golden Eye
at the Golden Acre Kismet.
Fuck.
Golden
Eye. There used to be an amazing cinema at Golden Acre.
Where was the cinema?
I don't think it's there.
No, it's where the Standard Bank was.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, it's where the Standard Bank
was. Wow.
It was amazing. I can like, see that it. Mall was...
you I remember, can see you it remember in my head, but it's like, it's been such a long... Because it looks totally different now.
So, I grew up in the Strand. So, I didn't come to...
Yeah.
I didn't come to the side of the world till I was 21.
Old enough to travel. Old enough to travel the highway.
But my first time on Seapoint Beach, I was like 22 years old.
just crazy. Never got. But I mean, it's. I think like you had a beach where you stayed.
Exactly.
Fine, yeah. Well, the place is literally called Strand. Yeah. But answer the question. You say Jackie Chan over Jet Li.
Okay. My life philosophy is generally not... compare things that are not where there are no numbers involved, like because sports make it.
No, I'm going with your feeling. This is an emotional decision.
Well, bro, you've just fought my decision.
I think the quality of the films, of Jet Li's films, was better in terms of fight choreography, sort of creative vibe. Jackie Chan was really good at the comedic fighting, and it worked. I loved Snake and Eagle's
Drunken Master,
the one Rumble in the Bronx, like that. But Jet Li sort of formed.
So you are going more pure kung fu versus like kung fu as an element.
I think that's
it's
what
like
appealed to me.
It's like a connection.
Exactly. That's I'm just explaining my emotional connection to Jet Li, and Tai Chi was
like,
one of the
favorites. Care for it.
Yeah, I know.
just unleashed. I was like, I don't.
It's a lot of pain.
You can leave it here. You can take it with you. I don't give a fuck. I was just like, when you mentioned kung fu movies in other episodes, that interested me.
No, I think, for me, kung fu movies have like an emotional attachment to me as a child because we used to imitate those moves afterwards.
Yeah. There was none of that don't try this at home shit on those movies back then.
No.
All that shit, bro. It was cool.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anyone else impressing me more than Jackie Chan.
Jet Li was in those Shaolin Temple ones.
It was the Shaolin Temple.
So that was my first exposure to him. And then before that, I'd already seen like the Drunken Master stuff. And I'd already been like, yo, Jackie Chan is the shit.
I couldn't see
anyone like beating Jackie Chan. Imagine if he was sober.
Yeah,
if he's doing that,
no, but he needs to drink. Like, he's a full-blown alcoholic. my thing would be avoid the conflict.
Yeah.
So you can go to your AA meetings and recover. You know what I mean? So what are your thoughts, now that Jackie Chan is your favorite, are your thoughts on the new Rush Hour coming out?
Oh, man. They must stop it. I don't know. I don't know. It's not a good idea. It's going to be bad.
But,
I
don't know. But, you know, Jackie can't move like he used to.
And Chris was brilliant in A.
Yeah.
And like
they're on a first name basis.
Yeah, no, he does that. Yeah,
Chris,
he does.
Me, my boy Chris.
He does it all the time. I just let it go.
I can introduce you. Chris. When he was like Silver Linings Playbook, it's like wherever he pops up, he's got it. Like he's still charismatic. I don't know about the physicality. I don't know about the physicality because these Rush Hour roles have always been physical.
And how racist were those movies back in the day?
I mean, they were They
it was a different time.
No, but you can't. It's yeah, not they, Jackie they, Chan's quite, fault.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't speak English properly. He they were feeding could. Him lines.
Yeah. Yes.
So anytime he said something racist towards Chris, it's not his fault. They're telling him to say that shit.
I mean, those
Jackie, I wouldn't go.
He said the N word.
I would say those lines are inappropriate at best. I wouldn't. I because racism is a.
There's an intentionality there as well.
Yeah. I think if a guy says, "You eat too much chicken," it's not.
Yeah. Can colored people say the N word?
I was with.
I just want. I want permission to sing it in my car.
I would consider Cape Colored folk as African in that sense.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, if you, it depends on how you identify. And how, I don't know. I don't make the rules. I'm not giving you permission. But
no,
for
no.
me,
if you. No, please. If you could write it down.
I know you're so good. You're with declared.
I will carry it with me. I'll laminate that motherfucker. Carry it with me.
Literally play the race card is what you want to do.
No, no, I get what you're saying.
But you want to nip it in the butt. So you're like, yo, don't say that.
Yeah, because they get too comfortable, right?
Can who's they?
The colored folk. People. Yeah, us. Us and them.
Your brethren.
If we can only use it in a positive sense, would that be okay?
I don't think so.
Okay, fair
enough. I'm not the spokesperson for black people.
Well, you're the only one we got. So we
you know what that feels like, right? Like when I'm orientating like people who are not from South Africa about South Africa, I used to have a boss who would like, okay, now we're talking about colors. Jody, come and tell them about what your colored experience was like.
Token.
Know.
And you're just like, you know Tyler?
Do you want me to put on a minstrel outfit? Like, what is your idea on colored people?
Welcome to Cape Town. Oh. Yo, that's insane.
I've never like been in a situation where I have to rep my people on demand.
Yeah.
Mm. They're like, yo, Lisa, you the fuck.
Well, you just did it now. And he gave me no permission. That's what he did. Which is fine. Yeah. I'm fine. I just won't sing along.
We're running out of time.
Be it for you.
I'm reminding you that you're running out of time.
Yeah, you got things to do. You want another beer before you go?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Yes, you are good. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
You have another question, obviously.
No, I'm just looking at the answers here. Like, you spoke about Goodfellas so many times.
I love Goodfellas.
The only thing I can tell you is that I shared this with Ross. Goodfellas is a very odd film for me to watch. It causes PTSD.
Tell me.
Because he used to be
Joe Pesci is too good at what he does in that movie.
Funny how I'm a clown. You know?
Yeah. and that he like, that wasn't like ad lib, that whole thing. Like, bloody Ray Liotta didn't know what's going on. But being around people like that is difficult.
Yes.
And when I'm watching him, I feel like I'm in that space with Ray Liotta the entire time.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there too anxious. And that stabbing the guy in the boot, it's just like traumatic. But it's also my dad's favorite film.
Oh, so that's
every
crazy.
Every time he watches it, I like have to be
I watch
like
it
really
at least once every 2 months.
Movie.
I watch it once every 2 months.
It's so good.
It's an amazing film.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like shit every time.
You've never watched it.
She has seen it. She's still got the memory.
Joe Pesci ends up in the desert, babes.
One of my favorite.
She has
No,
seen
that's
it.
Casino.
Oh, yeah, that is Casino.
Wow.
Where did they kill him in this one?
She says you must. They kill him in the. They kill him in the. They lie to him and say he's gonna get made.
Yes. Mm. Shame, but and he gets his mother all
did
excited.
Did you see that Howard Stern interview with the real Henry Hill?
Mm-hmm. And I've then heard, I've seen
a mafia guy calls in and tells him you're a fucking rat.
Yes.
And he's like, "Fuck you! I'm not a fuck. Yeah, I'm a rat. I don't give a fuck. You know where I live, motherfucker." And he's just crazy. Like,
I feel like Howard would have coordinated that shit.
Have you ever watched? Oh, you got this. Is this the most cringe documentary I've seen? It's about the making of. It's about the making of Boondock Saints. It's called Overnight.
Who made a making of Boondock Saints?
That I need to put.
I've never heard of that. But
Overnight. A, it's called Overnight, and it's about the dude who wrote. Boondock Saints. I don't want to give it away. It's
Boondock Saints. Okay. This might be controversial, but that film's not aged well.
Like I like it,
but
I don't even
in
remember
my
how
mind, it. Like Boondock Saints was this amazing, life changing experience. Ripping that toilet out, the brotherly love, the Latin speech to each other.
in my head, it's like it's one of the best action movies ever. And then I watched it again. I'm like, I don't quite know why.
Shit,
I like
it as well.
I probably have to watch
it. I watched it because of the sequel. So I went to go watch part one again.
Okay.
Then I watched part two and I was like,
there's a Boondock Saints sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. About Il Deuce when he was a lighting.
Yeah. Boondock Saints. How they got more to that Boondock, point. More Saints. Mm. It's true.
Boondock.
But none of them returned.
No, they both did. Oh, they both did. Are. Have you seen what they look like now?
Yeah,
I mean, Norman Reedus, not so bad, but Sean Patrick, whatever.
Mm.
That bra's a little swollen.
Yeah, I mean, people don't want to age gracefully.
No.
What was that?
They don't want to.
It's just like, yeah, bro, you... It's like...
Getting older.
They also don't have melanin. I think that's the main problem.
What's that movie, the Tarantino movie? Not the Scorsese movie.
Which one?
De Niro, the latest one.
Oh,
Irishman.
Irishman.
The three years.
Where he's like, we're going to go finish the job. I'm like,
It was so, because they, in that film, they made him look young.
But he had to beat up,
remember that
one
guy?
Yeah, I remember. I was like,
and I'm like, this is.
You can see the gout.
Where's this motherfucker's walker? Did they paint it in green so they can etch it out? His cane.
I'm like, what? Nah.
I mean, at some point, you need to go with newer, younger actors, I think. But speaking of that quickly, your thoughts on Leon Schuster, the way he is now looking back at his movies. I don't know if you grew up with these films, but we did. No,
we all watched Leon
Schuster. Yeah, exactly.
Especially at this time of year. Used to be on repeat.
It's the same. There's shit now that we're watching now or care about now that we're not going to care about 10 years time. Or 5.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
You've never gone back, though.
To what, Leon Schuster?
Yeah.
No, to be honest, if you're a kid, I get how you would enjoy that. There's a rhino pooping, hitting a motherfucker in the face. That shit is hilarious. What are you talking about?
Do you know what really? Do you know what really actually fucked with me?
It's
right?
Just like, and then there's like a little dude just running around. Wow,
comedy gold, you say?
I believed in like the legitimacy of it was, I think, something that really appealed to me. These are real people being caught out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw that those guys with the Sitmanly Durban box.
Yeah.
They were in like a Tola van der Merwe show as well. So they were like paid actors doing those things. And then I realized with the newer stuff, this candid camera stuff is not all candid camera. Like some of it is, but there's a lot of
So they were actors as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
and
thing
I got
about,
really traumatized by that.
Yeah, you wanted to be real.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, for me, I'm also of the nature that, guys, films and television have to be controlled, like just the environment.
You
can't just like let it, you prank a motherfucker, but it has a story and a line and a narrative and you're going to kind of keep to that. And sometimes...
You can't control it if you're just doing random people.
So,
unless it's set up in a checkers.
But I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that.
I found this out like a couple of years ago. And I'm like, my entire life I've grown up with these people as real people who were caught out by Leon. And what the hell are they doing in a Tola show? Doing like the painting of the mountain thing.
Is Tola van der Merwe still alive?
Nah, he dead long time.
Yeah.
He must be.
Everyone.
People like that.
Like
he dead.
Yeah, he did. That whole Makalas crew. I think
I was
they're all
say,
dead,
the whole Makalas, like the entire cast behind those guys drank.
You remember when they pranked? Was they pranked Tola van der Merwe and he comes
on
out.
Leon on carte blanche?
And no, but he
no, didn't he do a set and no one laughed? Yeah.
But it was the skit was that Tola and Eddie Extian are on carte blanche doing like this live thing with Derek and Ruda, and then Tola goes up, no one laughs. Eddie
goes and
goes
he kills,
up and like people go crazy. And then they tell Tola, maybe the audience is English.
I remember watching that going, oh my God, the pain of that.
No, but that's like the worst feeling in the world, right?
You never
know. Look at that guy. Wouldn't know. I guess we'll never know. Kanye West.
If you're trying shit out, then definitely it's gonna be risky, and you run the risk of like not landing everything.
Mm. But you do that in small clubs in the UK.
You could do whatever. It depends on your confidence.
Yeah,
I could think of some shit that I did today and try it on stage, like. I just need to construct it in my mind and place it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then it makes sense.
But again, you've got the outline, right? Like, you could almost say you have a template of how you could incorporate experience and stuff into things. Not like it's automatic, but you know how to make it kind of work.
Yeah, I know the mechanics of how to make a joke work, but yeah. I think more than anything, like today, my phone f***ed out, so I took it to the thing. The guy's like, it's a battery. I'm like, all right, cool, give me a new battery. But what was interesting, he said to me, when we do these things, that the screen usually f***ed out, so can you...
You have to pay for that as well.
The screen's fine. So he gives me this phone. I go, he's like, we're going to give you a burner phone so that we can tell you when the... I said, that's courteous, but I'm just going to go have a coffee around the corner. No, we insist. I said, don't insist. Then he said, it's weird. And then he says, listen, also, if you break, if anything happens to the phone while we're fixing it, we want to tell you to ask you if you can continue fixing your phone or leave it. I go, okay, that's a fair thing. Mm. Guess what the f*** happened an hour later?
Screen
cracked. Now I'm like, f***, I need my... These motherfuckers are scammers.
Bro. Yeah. Where did you take it?
It's a place up in Kenilworth Main Road.
I love that they prepped you for it.
Yeah. Look, but I'm so f***ed. And it's like literally triple the price
that
of what
you... That sounds like the joint my mother took her phone to. Why are you staying that side?
Yeah. So I'm just like, you motherfucker. And I need my phone, you know. And I'm just like, okay. And when I got there, they like, no, we're trying to do it. I was like, oh, fuck you, nigga. You know what
they were doing.
They knew exactly what they were doing. So I think, like, sometimes, you know, like, you guys play poker?
Mm-hmm.
You play poker?
No, I only poker.
In poker, sometimes you have to, you. It's a constant weighing of odds and risk and shit.
Mm.
And so sometimes, and what poker does, it teaches you how to lose. No one ever thinks about learning how to lose.
Mm. Yeah,
because the society always tells you gotta be a winner. Mm. And I think what I've learned from poker is just learn how to lose sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you're not always going to win. Mm. And it's small things that could fucking ruin your day.
Like a phone screen.
Like a phone scam. And you're just like, this motherfucker is charging $4,000.
Yes.
For some shit I don't.
Yeah. But it's 25 past. She's our producer, but this is what she does.
TikTok and produce.
She just lies on the couch and tells us, you need to wrap it up.
Another scam.
Hey, I
mean, two scams in one go.
Yeah,
you think you are today. The night is young. There's still time.
No, but you're supposed to scam other motherfuckers. You're not supposed to scam your husband.
Scam is a scam, bro.
Scam life forever. Yo, thanks a lot for coming through.
I hope this all made sense.
No, of course. I'll make it make sense in the edit.
Yeah. We fix it in post.
We'll make you smile, motherfucker.
Yeah, I can. How would you like to look in the video?
Our AI tech is like somewhat rudimentary, but we can make it.
No,
look.
I can put like flames and shit behind you if you want.
No. It's going to make me look like a devil or some shit.
Okay.
I remember once watching that Diddy reality show.
Where making the band. It was the best. That Diddy scandal hit me hard though, because I was a bad boy guy, right?
You guys talking about when he made O Town?
No, before O Town, he made Danity Kane and he made another group, reality shows.
Yeah.
And some dude was talking about devil and just like, yo, we don't rock with the devil over here. I was like, yo, man, it's just.
And that's become a manager for you.
Yeah, we don't rock with the devil. Go downtown and get me a coffee, motherfucker.
Go over the Brooklyn Bridge and get me. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, what is that got to do with being in a boy band?
All those shows are so crazy. Like, I remember this one time he rocks up, they're all sleeping. He's like, I got the most motherfucking money up here. I'm awake and you broke, motherfucker. Like, Doug, what's sleep got to do with this?
I know,
shit,
and then he's like, yeah, Diddy only sleeps 3 hours, and they black out everything, and then he wakes up and he does business again. Goes into a room for like 3 hours, he comes out like, where's the band? They got to be awake. It's insane.
Mm. Pimp my ride.
Yeah, it's fake as shit.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's weird.
There's a ton of videos going around now on TikTok about the like post pump my ride, what happened to those cars.
That's crazy.
I was just like, why?
Yeah. I like the competition shows. Like, could you win Survivor, do you think? Like, you and you.
No.
Survivor?
Yeah.
What, Survivor?
You say no, you can't win.
Go to an island.
Am
and
I
just...
supposed to say
yeah,
yes?
Like Survivor. You think you can't win, Jolie?
No.
You're a likable fellow.
I'm likable, but I smell bad after a couple of days.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just going in the ocean. Could you win Survivor?
Nah.
Can you fish?
Can't make fish. Rice.
Yo, bro, you know how cranky I get when I don't eat? I'll be mad as fuck, bro.
But they apparently feed people, right? It's not
no,
that they really
don't. They don't. Oh. You got rice, you got what you eat.
Oh.
So I'm trying to think, like, yeah, no. Do you have your amazing race team?
I absolutely love it.
Yo,
but do you have your team? I think
I can do it with her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It would be entertaining as all hell because the arguments would be great.
I would definitely
would
watch you and your wife.
Me and Jenna would not survive.
Yeah, but I would watch that. That's what I'm saying.
What who's about your survival?
Who's your team?
Listen, if you give me 10 people, I'll be able to hastily assemble.
Wait, but isn't
no,
amazing there's
two.
One other?
It's only two. Yeah,
oh, it's two. Oh shit.
Your brother?
Yeah, I wouldn't. No,
my brother, you crazy? No, we'll be delayed. My brother,
not listening
like,
to this episode.
My brother, every other stop. Yo, can we just smoke break? Can we have another smoke break?
What yeah, is it after? That's not a competition.
He's just like, I gotta fix my phone. This motherfucker.
Hey, all right.
No, who would be your amazing race partner?
That's a jazz idea for a show in South Africa, though. Amazing race, get your phone fixed. Whoever gets it right.
No, but you just like let people like go to Home Affairs. like the DM. No, no, DM. What's our DM? The traffic department. Go for a new license.
But we're interrupting. Who's your phone?
I don't know.
This is an exclusive, so whoever you say will know that they are your best friend.
It's got nothing to do with best. It's got like. I don't know. Let me think. I'm thinking of people. I have a friend, Nandi, and I'm like, she could. No, she. She's too undecided. She makes decisions. It's undecided. No.
No, you need someone who's got a plan. Mm-hmm. Or you the plan person and you need someone who can execute.
I need the backup.
Honest
like,
reflection.
I'm like, there's no way I'm coming into the situation as the strong link.
clear and honest.
I have to be the weak link. Yeah. Like, the person has to be like extraordinarily better.
But
than
anything with height, you can dominate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how much height do you need in this?
Zero. Zero.
I feel for the pressure. You spoke about the pressure getting you early.
I don't know. I think I might have to circle back. I don't know. I don't have an amazing race partner.
I think I can
so
do it.
So we'll give you time to think about it. We'll have you on again.
I think the person that I've been an amazing race partner with is a person I definitely need to get married to.
When's that happening?
No matter what the gender is, I don't give a fuck. I need you in my life.
Whoa. Hello. No. Have you found this?
Let's do an entire show on this. That's your next pitch. I need to get married.
Are you going to end up with a Brit, you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'll probably end up with a Xhosa woman.
Okay. Fuck. Well, good luck.
No, Xhosa woman are fire, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's I wouldn't what, know, but...
That's why you're back in Cape Town.
I've heard good things. Thank you for coming through.
Oh yeah, fuck it.
Amazing.
We even did some movie talk. So
these guys, but what these guys don't tell you about this is that they record the show with a BlackBerry.
That's right. 4K BlackBerry. It's not it's a special effect. The graininess and the terrible video. It's all
you
in
can
post.
Sometimes hear the keypad.
But if someone wanted to find you, how would they do that?
Well, fuck, what if trying to find me?
Yeah, exactly.
What did I do?
But I mean,
oh yeah, asking. Social media, Instagram.
There we go.
Twitter's bad.
What's your
Twitter.
Address?
It's my name, surname, Joyce Ogola. It's all small letters. If it's capital letters, you fucking with everything. Small letters, I'll be there in that motherfucker. Twitter is the
X.
It's not even an X. Yeah. It's like the most. Oh my god, they're like.
It's the Wild West now. I mean, it was Wild West before, but now it's like
the most unsophisticated group.
Yeah, it's
ever.
Crazy. You can say it's the same people call like they call me K-word on the thing. It's
Call of Duty.
Twitter's so just weird. The same. Yeah.
Have you ever been at the taxi rank on a Friday? Like after three, after half past three.
No, I used to take taxi Twitter. Later. Yeah.
That's Twitter.
It's pressurized.
It's like, yeah.
It's frustrated.
It's fucking
no, I want to get home.
And you engage on Twitter or not?
No, I say shit and I just watch people fucking lose it. I actually just deleted these tweets about Jacob Zuma and people were losing their shit.
Screen grab.
Someone needs to do like a Trump thing, like start selling like NFTs and shit.
I think he's probably sorted.
No, there's a market.
Much more so than
DFT. I don't think he believes in his brand enough. There should be a Zuma hotel.
Zuma steak, yeah. Hotel.
Oh. Zuma golf course.
I put my name on it.
Zuma grill.
That's the Donald Trump and George Foreman.
And the model, life. Yeah. I think he would make it. 100%. I would buy a Zuma thing.
I'm buying a motherfucking thing.
Jody, if someone wanted to find us, how would they do
it? You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, Bicycle Brasser Podcast, and write to us, bicyclebrasser@gmail.com.
No one writes to us.
Ever.
But no, we ask.
You? No one writes to you?
Yeah, like emails.
We've been putting our email out since the start.
That's, yeah.
Like 80 deep now, bro.
Yeah, these kids don't give a f*** on that. Yeah, but you know what happened yesterday? I was at the pizza joint that opposite the near the Nando's.
Yeah, in New York Slice.
In New York Slice, yeah. And then, I'm standing in the line. And so I'm standing in the line and, you know, a car pulls up and the guys in the car jump to the front of the line. But that old trick of like, hey, Jody. Jody, what's up?
That's a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And then I look at the people in front of me. I'm like, yo, these people are cutting into your space. So me, I'm not allowing it. But you're in front of me, so I gotta consult.
Yeah.
They like, no, it's fine. I'm like, it's not fine.
Yeah. It's not. We're all angry. We're all waiting.
Dog, I went to the front of the line. I blocked this dude. I blocked everyone. And, you know, it just helps that you're 6 foot sometimes.
Yeah.
Size.
You're just like, listen, man. If you're gonna scam me, you gotta come with new tricks. Like, hey, man, I'll give you a phone.
Your phone might break.
Yeah, the screen doesn't work.
You can't come with 1997 fucking jump the line trick. Get the fuck out of here, bro. So this store, people are cussing me out. I'm like, yeah, but I'm getting the pizza before you. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm gone after I got my pizza. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So yesterday was like very turbulent. I was just like, nah, man. I'm just
alone. Were you alone?
I was with two mates. One mate lives in Switzerland. Another one, she lives here. So there's two of us. There's three of us. So I just went to the line and ordered pizzas on everyone's behalf. And I was like, whatever. It's good time.
That's the way.
That is gangster.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
I'm confrontation of us.
Yeah.
I'm growing out of being afraid of conflict.
Yeah.
Why
are you doing Krav Maga or Jiu-Jitsu or something?
No, I'm just like, I'm always going to try to avoid a fight, but I'm not going to back down for bullshit most now. Because these are also like kids. They were like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Strong douche energy.
I wouldn't.
Well, they're young. They don't know any better. You were a douche when you were younger, right?
I like
absolute
young me.
Asshole.
When yeah, I was yeah. Young. I was also an
I
asshole.
Like young me. So sweet.
That's very rare.
Full head of hair.
No, but I mean, we're talking like as a person.
Whatever, I'm remembering.
Not like that you were thinner and shit.
Only sex.
No, I prefer myself now. I was also an asshole back in the day. I had the same problems like anxiety and fear and all that shit. Yeah, but I was just a dick as a shield. Yeah.
Because this dude, because there were three girls behind me, and one of the girls' dude came afterwards. I think he was like in the car or some shit at the time. And then she kind of reported me and he was like, you apologize to my girlfriend?
Oh my God.
And then
you were like, it's okay. F- your girlfriend.
No, I didn't. I rolled my eyes and I said, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, as you're eating, I'm sorry. I don't care.
And it kind of ended. I mean, like, when someone apologizes, you, and rolls their eyes. It's sort of like a...
What else can you do?
What are you going to do? Like, stab me? Like, what are you going
to
do?
Always come with life lessons. But anyway, you literally have to go now.
I have to go.
So thanks a lot. Yeah, you are late. Mm. And
I'm going to walk into the theater with the audience.
Nice.
Amazing. Would you like another beer?
No. Okay.
What do I usually say now?
Alhamdulillah.
Safe, everyone. Stay safe, everyone. Be good for Knox.
And Charlie.
Oh, yeah.